The Grandview Steelers will look to rightfully earn their turkey dinners this long weekend. The Black and Yellow went 1-1 over the September 30th Truth and Reconciliation Day weekend, which included an overtime victory that brought the Burnaby Junior A club to 4 wins in a row. Grandview sunk the White Rock Whalers on the road by a score of 4-3 on Saturday. Forward Ben Ruthven's second goal of the 2023-24 campaign was the game winner 104 seconds into the extra frame. Alternate captain Dylan Travis, 2 assists, and Maxwell Kovac, 1 goal, 1 assist, each recorded multi-point nights. Goaltender Ronan Jarrity stopped 42 of 45 shots from White Rock for his second win between the pipes this year. Last season, Grandview notched 3 4-game win streaks, one that reached 5 in a row in November. The Steelers are now looking to reset after losing on Sunday, October 1, 5-2 to the Richmond Sockeyes, the last team still undefeated in regulation, 8-0-1, in the Pacific Junior Hockey League, PJHL. Tanner Milne, who was traded from the Sockeyes to the Steelers on September 19, put Grandview on the scoreboard halfway through the first period. Teammate Marcus Johansson was the other Steeler scorer in the setback. The 19-year-old put all of his 6'1" frame into a cannonading drive from the point that zipped into the top corner past Sockeye netminder Oliver Reed. "I've just worked on moving my way up the lineup, wasn't getting as much ice time last year," Johansson said. "It's all coming together." Grandview's season record currently sits at formidable 4-2-0-1, good enough for third in the Tom Shaw Conference. The team will endure another back-to-back weekend stint of hockey starting at Harry Jerome Arena on Saturday, October 7 against the North Vancouver Wolfpack. The Steelers are back in the Burnaby Winter Club Barn on Sunday, October 8, to host the Port Moody Panthers at 7:15 p.m.